This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
That's more me. Forward.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, he's not. So just covering every base?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, nice full show this one. Basher Hooley. Shortly.
Yes.
With the silverware.
Yes.
The Premiership Cup.
I don't want to see it or touch it.
No, you're not allowed to. And then, later in the show, Jay-Z. Well, Shannon Burns, by the way, also going to take
good man.
From inside the tent there at Geelong.
Yep.
And then Jay-Z, a bit going on there.
Ooh,
and then Errol Gould.
Errol.
At the end of the show, of course. Huge part of what the Swans are doing on Saturday as well. Hello to you,
Fat. G'day, Jim. I tell you what, it's great to have the game back at the MCG, and it's great to have these lunches and dinners throughout the week, Jim. It's great.
To talk to the people. Is that what it is?
Yes.
So that you can talk to them.
So they can hear stories and just the excitement out there at the Southern Golf Club and things like that.
It's just great to be involved with another week,
Jim.
They must love having you there too.
They do.
Yeah.
I was with that today.
When the folding stuff gets in.
No, Jim, it's all above board.
Of course
nowadays.
It is. Yeah, of course.
There's been a shortage of cash. Hello, rabbits.
When I got here today, I was feeling a bit dusty, Dave.
Yeah, I know you were.
Then I had a look over at my great friend. Now I feel a hell of a lot better because Bill Brownless is in all sorts. Oh. He's got his footy jumper on. But Willis, can I say to you, my great friend, what a fantastic day it was for you and your club.
It was, Jim. Thank you very much. It is one of the great few days.
Oh, no. Have a listen to the shape you were in last time you won a flag.
Just call me your great friend.
What the hell happened there?
No, it was a lot. I think it was 07.
Seven or nine or 11?
No, because this show, that had to have been the last one.
Well, 11.
Had to be.
Wow.
It was 11, apparently.
It was 11.
Well,
so fat.
Jim,
and that's when probably we were better friends, not now.
Exactly. But that's okay. I admire what you do, and I watch you from afar. And I say I know that bloke. I tell you what, if things go the cat's way Saturday, Jim, might be another version of that.
Right.
Let's hope so.
You reckon another version of that?
Version of that, Jimmy
boy.
See
if you can keep yourself nice.
No way. I was thinking if we pre-record, I was about to say.
Oh, no,
we're live.
We're live.
Oh, right.
We don't want to have to dump.
Oh, good. If we're live, that means we can go into a little rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, very serious stuff happening at the Hawthorn Footy Club, Jim. We know that. The AFL have released a statement. So have the Brisbane Lions. And Jay-Z will be all over that.
Look forward to chatting to him about that, among other things.
Yes, he'll give us an update of what's happening there at Hawthorn and the Lions.
Now, we just need to be careful, Bill. I mean, allegations out of a story are one thing.
Yes.
But we need to make sure that things actually happened.
Righto.
Before we start skewering people,
yeah.
That's what needs to be reminded.
There's a panel being put together, and I'm sure they'll go through all that,
that's
Jimmy
good,
boy.
So we'll wait and see what they come up with.
A four-person panel. So, and Jay-Z will tell us all about that and who's in the panel and things like that.
Yep.
Yesterday we had a chat, Jim, about the coach of the year.
Hmm.
I asked you, and you said Fly, McRae.
Easily, in my view.
Guess who won?
Who?
The coach of the year. McRae, on 249 votes. The AFL Coaches Association Coach of the Year. So judged by his peers, Jim.
Yes.
So he won with 249 votes. Second.
Craig McRae.
Craig, as they say
Craig.
In
they
the US.
They do say that, don't they? Craig McRae.
Yep.
249 votes. John Longmire, 201. Chris Scott, 174. So there you go,
Jim.
Well,
they're the three premier coaches come the end of the season. But McRae, what he's done at that place is literally astounding.
Yep.
To come from 17th
to a
but
prelim.
Also, the cultural shift there too is, I think, amazing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they've become almost overnight a different club. Not that there was anything wrong before. Nathan Buckley was a fine coach, but I'd really admire what he's done there.
And here's Craig McRae.
No, this is you boys picking Craig McRae.
Oh.
Yesterday.
This is us boys picking Craig McRae yesterday. Coach of the year.
Yes. I know. Craig McRae. Hands down.
Well, because they normally say the premiership coach, don't they? Well,
to turn a club around from second last to a point off a grand final, that's extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, it was worthy to be heard twice.
Did we say that? We just said that.
I think we did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were playing that.
No.
Well done to him. And he deserves to be the coach of the year.
Oh, the Premiership Cup, we're going to see it very shortly.
Yes, Basher.
But two club legends are coming into, one club legend will get it on match day. That's what I'm trying to say. Because
I don't know what you were trying to
say. Well, if Geelong win it, Cameron Ling will get the Premiership Cup.
Yes.
And if Sydney win it, Paul Kelly will
get it. What do you
mean, get it?
I lost my shirt,
I found my ring. Not saying Paul Kelly.
So what are you saying is they will present the Premiership Cup to the winning captain and coach. Right, okay.
But what about Paul Kelly? 234 games for the Swans, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Brownlow Medal, of course. Three-time All-Australian, twice as captain. Three.
Yes.
Also won four Bests and Fairest and vice-captain of the club's Team of the Century.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, superstar.
And then I was going to say, and can sing. And Rabsy.
I lost my shirt, I found my ring.
Right. I'm having chats to two people
from
now.
Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga. Mm. So good they named it twice.
That's it.
Cricket last night, the first T20 against India.
Cam Green.
Well, 208 the Indians made. That's not bad after 20 overs.
Yeah,
Australia 6 for 211 after 19.2. Mm. Cam Green, player of the match, Jim.
Opening.
Yeah, that's an interesting spot, isn't it?
Yep.
Opening the batting. 61 off 30, got on way to a flyer.
Yep.
Tim David played his first game.
Yep.
Tim David. Played his first game. He made 18. Yes. And I'll tell you who's a little hero down towards the end there, and we don't talk about him enough. Matty Wade.
Yeah, a little Wadey.
He did well.
Very, very good.
He's
T20 hitter.
A very important player in that Australian side. So well done, Matthew.
I was in Sydney last week. I picked up Cam Green's bat as he was waiting to do a photo. I couldn't use that.
Why?
Because it's about that much, an inch and a half longer than I would have ever used, and weighs a ton.
Heavy.
He is a big boy.
Heavy bat.
I thought they had lighter bats. Most of them do. I said, Greeny, no chance I could even pick that up, let alone use the bloody thing.
Hey, what about your man, Cam Smith, and Mark Leishman, ineligible?
Ineligible.
To play for the President's Cup.
No,
that hurts
him. They won't let him in. Well, it hurts our team.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
They defected to live golf,
Well, I know that, Bill, but we'd be a better team with them in it.
Yeah, I know, because the Americans have won, last...
Pretty much all of them.
Exactly.
Except for one.
Oh, that's
all right, Bill. So into the rappy into the rappy because Basher Hooley, we understand, is heading up the lift.
Well, here he comes.
With
Come on,
the Premiership Cup.
Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I've been working half a year, haven't had a break. No wonder old numbnuts is no good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's showing.
Premiership.
What?
Oh, I love this. This is beautiful. So Basher Hooley is about a minute away. And he's got the silverware with him, and this is kryptonite to Fat. Not that he's anything like Superman,
but as soon
as the Premiership Cup comes anywhere near him,
he just
becomes a blithering mess.
Don't bring it in here.
Well, Bill.
No, I don't
four
want
Four times it went past you in opposition hands.
I know.
And then, this is
the Rush Hour Shaftlist for Maz Group. Delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Left foot ball inside 50. Hooley's got all sorts of room. Left foot snap. Got it. Two in a row. Richmond at the front.
Here we go.
Ooh.
The Cup ambassador is here.
Oh, there it is, Jimmy boy.
Hey, don't let him touch it. No, over here.
What is that?
Have a look at the silverware the champions just wandered in with. Bash, grab that headset, drop it on.
Jim,
Bill,
give me a look at that.
I'm allowed to touch it.
Yes.
Because we won a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed because it's bad karma for the Cats.
I could have had four of those in my house, Bash, and I got zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, keep it away from you.
You got three.
I got three, which is good.
Of course he has.
Not at home.
Oh, haven't you got the little replica?
Oh, no. Yeah.
The little ones?
What word was that?
It was the little ones, Pash.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Sorry, I'm not any better, that's for sure. But yeah, got a few small ones, but well,
hey,
I don't know where they are.
Welcome to you. What sort of a week have you had as the cup ambassador, the trophy ambassador? That is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is an absolute honour, to be quite honest, to be recognised as one of the very few that get that opportunity, especially amongst so many great players that have had far greater success than me. To be able to have the opportunity is an honour. It's a big week, no doubt, but cherishing every single moment of it.
There haven't been many that have had far greater success, by the way. Three-time premiership player says it all. And I already see that you're doing a much more responsible job than Luke Hodge last year, who lost it twice. Yeah.
Have you lost it yet, Bash?
No, not yet. I think they've learnt from their mistakes and not left it in my hands. Oh. Although I'm pretty responsible, that's for sure.
You are.
I had three of them at my house once upon a time, and they came back in pretty good nick.
Well done. Hey, where have you been? You've been to lunches and dinners, and do you have to sit through them all?
Yeah. I mean, bits and pieces, but the lunch, you know, obviously stay there for a little bit longer, and it's great to be able to mix with the community and be able to, you know, some way put a smile on their face. Yesterday's function was very serious. It had some really big representatives in the sporting industry, which I probably knew didn't know three quarters of them.
That's all right.
But today was a bit of a low-key one, and more mixing with the community.
What about Saturday? Is it going to be flown in or parachuted in, or is there anything that we should know about, or just walk out on the ground with it?
I think I'm just walking out on the ground because I heard the Mark Rusciuto incident a few years back didn't go too well, so hopefully they haven't got that planned for me.
So last year, Bash, we were in Perth and coming out of quarantine, and Hodgie was obviously part of the Seven commentary team, so we had to go and do some publicity things, and he had the silverware with him at the time of doing it, and they had never had this happen in Perth before. So this thing, Bill, it was with Luke Hodge walking around Perth, and the influence it had on people. Yeah. People were dribbling out of the side of their mouth. They couldn't believe it. They were stopping in the street and getting out of their car with their cameras. Yep. I couldn't believe the impact the trophy had.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I've witnessed that firsthand through the couple of days I've been involved with it. People, as soon as they see it, it's just there. It just catches their eyes, and they're asking for a photo. And that's the great thing about it. This silverware is for everyone. Before it gets to the club, and then from there, obviously the members, family get to experience, you know, the great thing it has to offer. So, like you said, it's a great community field, and that's the good thing about our game. We get to share it with the community.
What are you doing with yourself these days, please? After a magnificent football career,
I've taken a bit of a back step in terms of footy commitments and that. I'm just focusing on the foundation that we've created a few years ago. Yep. So, working with young Muslim kids to excel them in football, in life in general, which has been really good. It's a passion. It's not a job for me, to be quite honest. But I've been able to go fishing, a fair bit of hunting, Billy, as well.
Hunting?
I think you're not a hunter.
No, Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen him a few times. So fishing and hunting, fair bit, and bit of family quality time.
Yeah, good on you. Mm. Just back to grand final day, because that was your day. Should have won a Norm Smith. Mm. Second twice, Jim.
Well, how was stripped of, it was a well, dusty both, every time.
Both to bloody dusty.
Yeah, that should happen.
He was definitely the best player.
No.
On all three occasions. Come on.
25 disposals, one goal. Second to dusty there in 17, 19. 26 disposals, second to dusty again. And then only 11 in 2020.
Oh, yeah, just pop my calf in the first 4 minutes.
Oh, come on. No excuses.
All right, who wins?
Cats. Yeah, Cats going to get over. I think they've been very consistent over a long, long time. And I think they've suffered enough to be able to do the right things at the right moment at the right time.
And who do you hand this to? Normally, there's a legend from both clubs. I should know that.
Just found out. I think Cameron Ling and Paul Kelly.
Oh, yeah, brilliant so singer.
That's going to be an honour. No. Wow.
Come on, fat.
Why is a singer there, Bash?
Is it Paul Kelly? Yeah.
Speaking of doing your calf, we went up to Ungerry for the Danaher game.
Yeah.
He came out like he was still playing. Paul Kelly.
Yeah.
And within, 8 minutes?
Yep.
Had torn it off the bone.
There you go.
He actually couldn't walk off the ground.
And then the other one. So he was walking like he was just done.
Shot.
And mate, he couldn't walk. It was unbelievable. So anyway, the Basher Hooley Foundation, that's where we go. It's at Punt Road, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, have we got some good young Muslim kids coming through?
Oh, I don't think I'm doing my job just as well, to be quite honest. No, we've got two or three in the NAB League at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Under 18s competition, playing for Calder and the Western Jets. So I think they're on the right path. One of them's playing actually in the Future Stars game before the grand final. So. Yes. We're on the right path. Hopefully, can make some good decisions next year and pull his finger out and really take this last little bit really serious.
Yes. So, Bill, how did you go when Hawthorn 89 and then West Coast 92, 94 and then Carlton 95, they got to carry this thing around. Oh, it's heavy. Ooh. It's impressive. No. They got to carry this around while you were just standing there every time.
Yeah, and you had to stand out there and watch them get presented. And then and you felt bad and you just wanted to go inside and dig a hole. It was the worst thing time ever. You know, when Tim Watson won the premiership, I'll tell this story, Bash, you're just joining with me, Bash. Tim Watson's running around and he had the premiership cup, right? And he's running around, he's all happy, and the other bloke's holding the other side of it. And they looked down, it was actually James Heard. They had him by the ears.
Premiership.
That's your crispy.
They thought they had the premiership cup and it was James Heard's ears. Lucky Gilly didn't play.
What they do, Bash, and you would have done this when you're playing for Richmond the three times, is you get to take it home for a day, don't you?
Well, I took it for a few days. Took it over the weekend.
So, and where did just with your everyone came to your place, or did you tour it around?
I took it to the local community mosque, which is because that's where everyone kind of gets together. My family and friends had the opportunity to spend some time with it as well. And
did they love it? At the mosque, they all.
Oh mate, did they? It was special. Like it doesn't matter what team you support. It was a community success, that's for sure. Yeah.
We had Angus, obviously, last year in that same situation back in Melbourne. So he came around to our house with it. And our kids were just blown away and they had the best fun and the photos and everything. And as that's happening.
Yeah. Knock on the door.
Knock on the door. People we didn't even know. No. Do I hear that the Premiership Cup's here?
Just spreads, doesn't it?
Suddenly they're coming in having fun. Wow. Never laid eyes on them.
Well, that's the thing. I think social media would have got the... Someone else put it straight on social media in the Brayshaw house.
You would have. TikTok. You'd be on TikTok, wouldn't you, Bash?
I'm on Instagram, but kind of by force. To be quite
Bill, don't touch it.
I'm not even going to look at it.
All right. You'll jinx... This thing, you'll jinx it.
Jinxy.
You will. You'll little Jinxy the cat.
The cat.
With its tail on fire.
I'm not looking at it.
Bash, great to see you. You're a bloody champion. We all know that. And this role couldn't be in better hands.
It's a pleasure and honour, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
And make sure you check out the Bashar Hawley Foundation at basharhawleyfoundation.com.au. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Do you reckon I'd get anything right?
No. Watching the first minutes of the 92 grand final.
Mm.
And Gary Ablett picks Don Pike off. He must have got 8 weeks for that, did he?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, Jim.
Elbowed him in the head and knocked him out.
Pikey tried to go at him.
She's a different game.
Him,
but, well, he's a shepherd, Bill. He's just shepherding him off
the
ball.
So he was Pike, and now he's a Pikelet.
Oh, I'm telling you now, he's a different game.
Oh, look at Trevor Poole go back and go bang for the
Bill,
Cats.
Hump day.
Hump day quiz. Here we are, Jim. Wednesday, 21st September.
So people ring?
They ring in. We pick two contestants. They fight out for the five questions, and they win a very good prize, Rabs.
Yeah, the Homedics Pro Foot Massager. It's the 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massager with heat valued at $350, if you don't mind. Visit homedics.com.au. Also got some show tickets to give away.
So there's one about a Norm Smith, a bit of singing, a bit of grand final.
Well, it's grand final week, so we need you up and about.
Exactly.
We need you excited. This has got to be massive from the contestants.
Exactly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell you what I'm feeling, and more importantly, I'm looking good.
No, you're not.
Grand final week on the Rush Hour. Jay-Z Clark not too far away.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you today. Our last day for a couple of days, public holidays. Yum, yum, yum. And it's the Hump Day Quiz, and we go to our two contestants. Jack's there in Pakenham. G'day, Jack.
How you going, Bill?
Good. You play for the Pakenham Lions and you got beat in the prelim, I think.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Tough day.
Tough day at the office. And, of course, you're a glazier, which is, for those who might know.
What is it, Bill? Tell me.
Tell me, Bill.
Glass stuff.
Yeah, glass, yeah. Double glazing.
Double glazing and all that, yes, exactly.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
Bill.
That's
double
glazing. And you're barrack for the Swannies. Oh, are they going to win, Jack?
Yeah, I reckon. Chad Warner, Norm Smith.
Oh, he's had a good year.
Very good player, Chad Warner. Bloody oath he is.
Bloody good year. Right. And then we go to Chris in Berwick. G'day, Chrissy.
G'day, Wilbur. How you doing, mate?
Going well, buddy. You Berwick for the Mighty Cats.
Absolutely, mate. I was there in 92, 94, 2007, 2008, 2009, well, and I'm ready for 2022.
Hey, Chris, good boy. We're just having a casual glimpse at 92, and number 16 hasn't got anywhere near it.
Yeah, you can't live in the past, mate. Yes. Can't live in the past.
Bill does.
I was there in 89, 92, 94, 95.
You were. Well, I don't think you were here. We haven't touched it, Bill.
Where's Fat? Come on, Fat, do something here.
No.
Anyway, five questions, boys. And, of course, you get three. I think the first one to three wins the game.
Righto.
A very good prize. Here we go. You ready? Jack, you're Jack. And Chris, you're Chris.
Thank you.
Righto. Here we go.
Yes.
Who won last year's Norm Smith medal?
Jack.
Jack. Yes, Jack.
Christian Petrarca.
Or as Gil.
I think someone clipped me that I said Petrarca, not Petrarca.
Well, I think he clipped you. Thank you, Rabs. Well done.
Nice.
Yep. Jack, it's one man.
Yep. Jack, your boy, yes.
All right, boys. Audio question. Who sings this?
Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Jack. Yes, Chris.
Chris? Yes, Chris.
Robbie Williams.
Yes. So she's won all.
Performing on grand final day.
Yeah, even performing, yep.
With Kyle Lee.
Oh, no.
Wait for it. Kyle Lee. I think about 1:45, Jim, on grand final day with the lovely Kylie. That'd be good, won't it?
Very good.
Righto, so one all.
One all.
The ring and ding, 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 ding. How many sets of brothers are playing in this weekend's grand final?
Chris. Jack.
Chris.
There'd be two.
Who are they?
They'd be the McCarthys and the Guthries.
McCartans and Guthrie.
Yes.
So McCartans are from Geelong, of course, and they play against Sydney. Yes. And Brownless have just taken apart Ashley McIntosh here in the 90s.
Just had him like a Labrador puppy on the ground, Brownless.
So a 2-2, Chris, 1 to Jack.
Yes.
Here we go. Ring, ding, ding. So
righto.
2 to Chris, 1 to Jack,
yes.
Tim. Yeah.
Righto.
Number 4, nearest to the pin. How many times have these two teams played in a grand final?
Chris, Jack.
Whoa, Jack, I think I heard.
Oh, I'll say zero.
That's good. That's on the pin.
Right, so Chris?
It's definitely zero. That's South Melbourne or Sydney. Never played each other in a grand final.
So Jack
gets that.
Yeah. So now she's a proper
ring. Here we go, Jimmy
two
boy.
Two apiece.
Hope they were listening yesterday.
All right.
What attacked Jim on the golf course?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
A plover, I believe.
Yes! A plover.
Dirty big bastard of a plover.
Oh, Chrissy, have you got tickets?
No, mate, no. I'm going to be pacing up and down at home watching it.
Guess what?
What?
You still haven't.
No. Phil.
He's bad,
you can't
Phil.
Be rolling with that.
The three.
That's all right. I'll have some frothies at home. No. That'll be fine.
Good on you,
the
mate.
The 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massager with Heat. Ooh. It's beautiful from homedics.com.au. You valued at $350, mate.
That's all right, Chris.
Right on, Chris. Wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Nice by you, Jack.
What does Jack get?
Yeah, give Jack something.
Yeah, Jack gets 4 tickets to the Melbourne Royal Show. It's back tomorrow, September 22 to October 2. Kids 14 and under. Free pre-purchase tickets and save until today, royalshow.com.au.
Thanks for that long read. That was a nice
still
quiz.
My job.
Not a bad quiz.
Good quiz. Well, and good contestants,
Bill,
Chris and Jack.
We just was that halftime. We just saw you and Ashley McIntosh, and you've tried to get tough with him.
I did.
And within a second, he's lying on top of you.
I'm not a fighter.
And then as you got up, you've thrown the worst attempted. What was it?
He's lucky it didn't connect. He would have been Gary Bucanara.
It missed him by a foot and a half and had nothing on it.
Jim. I'm not a fighter.
No, I can see that.
I'm not a lover.
Either.
I don't know. Actually, don't know.
Don't know what you are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A humble man who had much about which to be humble.
Triple M. We're joined by Premiership Cat Bill, Shannon Burns.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Can he pick it up? He can. Brilliant. Feeds it to Ling on his wrong side. Taken in a tackle. Bouncing ball. Burns. The barometer.
He is.
Of course, Melbourne last year.
Well.
And then premiers.
Premiers. Two at Geelong.
Yes.
Then he went and played out here somewhere and won four premierships. Where was that, Shagger?
Deer Park.
Deer Park won four there, Jim. Melbourne, Geelong, VFL, AFL. And he's only a little man.
No, we got on the end of the greatest sledge ever from Michael Voss, but we are getting ready because the Cats are in pristine shape, Shags, and you are a big part of what they're about Saturday.
I wouldn't say a big part. You've got the big guest. You've got the runner on. You couldn't jag a player. So you've got the runner, so I won't be kicking any goals this week. But I'm certainly, it's a great place to be around Geelong when you're in a grand final, and they've done it a few times over the past 10 years. So there's a good vibe in the community. I'll give it that.
Shannon Burns, we're talking to, of course, for those who
had the intro.
Yeah, I know, but from Shepherd and Jim, and they're a bit slower there. But hey, Shag, you've done a great job down there. They love you down there. You're the player development officer.
Oh, no.
You're the runner, but also I see you're doing a bit of work with the small forwards.
Yes, I'm claiming Tyson Stengel, Bill. Someone had to turn him around, and he had his third club, and you know what I said. Go under the Eddie's claiming everything, but I've been in the background of that one. I've really actually enjoyed doing a lot of work with the small forwards. I don't get much love, the small forwards, just in general. I feel they're the decoy for just about every forward attack that comes their way. So someone's got to give them a bit of love and fluff them up a bit and get them excited about what they do. And like you said, Tyson Stengel, Grind Myers, Brad Close, they've been fantastic this year.
Any similarities, Shannon, from what you experienced at Melbourne last year? They were a juggernaut rolling into the grand final and then obviously had a superb day, and what the Cats are bringing 15 straight. Are you getting a similar vibe?
They're very different teams. There's obviously the demographics very different. So we've got about 10 players that have got three or four kids themselves. So the vibe over in the hub, there was literally only the players were allowed over in Perth. So we've got families, and it's a little bit of a softer sort of build into the week when the kids are running around everywhere as opposed to just the players and the staff like it was in Perth last year. But having said that, I think it's fantastic that we've got footy back at the MCG.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that qualifying final against Collingwood, just running out into the ground with the boys, and just the noise goes through you at the MCG like nowhere else. Like, they did it well in Perth, they did it well in Brisbane, don't get me wrong, but nothing beats the MCG, Bill. Nothing beats it.
Hey, now, Shannon, Maxie Holmes, you're in the tent. You can tell us what's going on there. He trained, Monday?
Yes,
has he ran since, and will he play?
He did run today, and the final test is on Friday. So I can't say whether he will or won't play, but they are giving him every possible chance to get up. And I think that they'll put him through his paces on either Friday morning or afternoon. I'm not quite sure, but it'll go right up until that stage before they make a call.
As a dual premiership player, do you wander around to some of the younger blokes and just give him some words of wisdom about how to be calm and composed early?
Well, I can't say I was too calm and composed when I went through it myself. It's always easy once you've done it. But I guess you sort of reflect on your own experiences throughout the week, and parts that I look back on, I just wish that I embraced more. It's something that you're not guaranteed to ever happen to you again, and if you try and block it all out, well, you don't remember too much of it. So that's been a bit of the advice, just to really enjoy what comes with it.
Well, if I was to say to you that two blokes come together grand final week that are oil and water, that never be in the same place at the same time, let alone sharing the same house, which two names, Shags, would you immediately come up with?
From the category that shouldn't be in the same house.
Yep.
You've got someone in mind, Bill.
Well, I'm staring at one of them.
Past players.
Stephen Johnson and Bill Brown.
Oh, no. It's been a debacle, Shagger.
Yeah.
I was with your mate last night, Shagger. They're very close.
The
best
chompers,
man at the weddings, these two. Don't worry about that. And actually, Stevie, you know what? Max Holmes rang him and asked him for advice to get through the week. Because remember, Stevie J had that knee and he got through it. So
I don't care about any of that. I'm talking about your behaviour. My understanding is Stevie went through your house like a tornado.
Well, he's the messiest person, Jagger. He's got his jocks in the bathroom.
You're in the shower. He comes walking in.
Where are the eye drops? Where are the eye drops? And then he takes them. He's annoying.
he's a horrible setup at the best of times. But if he's coming in hungover or something like that, I don't envy the sights that you've had to wake up to each morning there, Bill. And the clear eyes, you'd be looking for those.
He stole them.
Yeah, and then I needed some because mine were a bit blurry.
Were they?
Yeah. And I
what an allergy got into them or something.
Yeah, a bit of hay fever, the pollen. The pollen, Jim. And I ring him up, I go, where are those bloody eye drops? Oh, in my pocket? Why would you? Mate, he used the whole bottle. Oh, he's not. And he walked in with Toby Green this morning. I'm in bed and they both walked in. Toby and Stevie.
Oh, come on.
Are you getting any of the cashies? Is any of it coming your way?
No, it's all invoice now. All invoice, and it's a lot quieter, Shannon, this
That's
week.
It's
a lot quieter, Shannon.
Do you believe any of that, Shags?
No, not at all. Not one word.
Now, tell us about the day, because in Bill's day, you used to get a bus.
Yes,
and all come up.
Did.
What happens now? Do players make their own way? Is there any protocol around the Cats on grand final day?
They sort of can choose their own adventure these days. There is a bus going up for some that want to stay the night before, and others prefer to stay in their own bed, and others have got families. So you've got to come up with about 25 different plans for them to get to the ground, but you just want to make sure they get there without hassle. So there's no one way, which probably was simpler back in the day, Bill.
It was. We're all on the bus. Hey, good luck, Shannon.
Good luck.
Been a very handy pickup, along with James Kelly and Matty Egan down there. Some good pass players, good boys. They're down there. So thank you, Shannon, for your time, and go Cats.
Thanks, Bill. Hopefully we're having a throffy on Saturday night. A celebratory one would be nice.
Oh, 7
Don't you try and say that word, Bill.
Celebratory.
Well done, Jagger. Good luck, mate.
see you, Jagger.
Premiership Cat Shannon Burns on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's vicroads.gov. The gov.
This is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill and Triple M. All thanks to our mates at Chemist Warehouse. They've been great supporters over the last few weeks. And their half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply, JB and Bill. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Shop online. Home delivery is within hours. Mm-hmm. Click and collect.
Yep.
Bill, it ends the 25th of this month.
Sunday.
And Bill, L'Oreal, Maybelline, Rimmel, Sally Hansen, Revlon, Nude by Nature, all half price.
And eye drops, which I need.
You Steve, do.
He took them.
He stole your eye drops.
So they're I'm not sure
get
if they're
them in there.
Half price. I'm not sure.
But Swiss vitamins and Blackmore vitamins are half price, which is what you need, particularly on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, yes, we need that, the vitamins.
JZ Clark to join us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim English has got, he's ill, Jim. Jim.
Ill, Jim. I think he's ready to go,
he's
our man.
He's ready to go,
the newsbreaker boy. Extraordinaire.
Yep.
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in and talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
On a massive day... In our game, Jay-Z, welcome to you.
Thought the Essendon supplement saga was big. This has some real shockwaves about it, this North Melbourne Alistair Clarkson story. Hawthorn, of course, North Melbourne senior coach. They have just released a statement. We'll get that. Get to that in a second, Jim. But you mentioned the big dance on Saturday. We're excited for that. You're going to be calling. What's your pre-game routine? What do? You sort of stretch
We're out on the deck with all of the – you'll be there, Bill, the OB for Triple M's. Mm-hmm. You will be.
12 to
you'd,
2.
You'd better be.
No, I've got a lunch.
You're not going to be
out there. And then
we do that, and then Jim marches into the MC.
A bit of build-up, and then away we go. Yeah. Now, let's get to what's happening here with the Hawks.
Yep.
Serious allegations
towards, against behaviours towards First Nation players attached to the club at the time.
Yep.
Now, the confusion seems to be around, Jay-Z, what appeared in the Hawthorn Review of what happened and what appeared, the allegations coming out of a story on the ABC.
Yeah, so the AFL CEO, Gil McLachlan, was quite clear about this today, and it is a good point, Jim, that some of the allegations or revelations in the ABC report, that information wasn't contained in the Hawthorn Review. So there is a point of difference there, but Gil McLachlan was adamant today they're going to get a four-person panel together, led by a King's Council.
Yep.
And they are going to do a full investigation with all the necessary skills and experience required to properly get to the bottom of this situation. Now, because of the trauma involved, I think we're across the story now, in the sense that there is allegations of serious mistreatment of some First Nations people and their family members, allegations that some players were removed from their partners and a pregnancy terminated. So all that is being treated with the utmost seriousness. Because of the trauma involved in this issue, to investigate this matter, it is going to take time, because the people who are helping provide some of this information and are being questioned, they're going to need some real help and support, because clearly these are really sensitive matters. So I don't think this is going to be resolved anytime soon, Jim. I think this is going to take a period of time. We've just seen the statement from the North Melbourne Football Club, and it reads, "The Kangaroos are aware of serious historical allegations made against individuals who worked at the Hawthorn Football Club, including incoming North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson. The matters raised are now with the AFL's Integrity Unit, and Alistair welcomes the opportunity to cooperate with any investigation relating to the claims. Alistair was due to commence work with North Melbourne on November 1. However, he will delay the start of his tenure to allow time to fully participate in the investigation. Given the matters are raised, are confidential, the investigation is ongoing. The club will not provide any further comment at this time."
So that's interesting to me, because today is, of course, the 21st of September.
Yep.
So the 1st of November is the best part of 6 weeks away.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they are expecting that this is going to take more than 6 weeks to sort out.
And that would be unsurprising, given the sensitivity involved, I think. And so Chris Fagan,
he's taken a leave of absence also.
Yep. So he's stood aside, and he also said that he welcomes the opportunity to cooperate with the investigation, Bill. So with all these matters, and the detail in this story today was absolutely harrowing. It is a sickening in the ABC Sport. I mean, it was a really hard reading, obviously.
Have they done their own review, the ABC?
No, they have spoken to three families, three players and their families about their experiences at the Hawthorn Football Club.
Yes. Which didn't come out in the Hawthorn Football Club review.
No, so this is two very separate matters.
Right. But
Hawthorn has said that they've conducted their own review, and there were concerns to come from that. So they're not undermining. They know they've got work to do as well. So, look, it is, incredibly important work. And, look, you just wonder. I mean, Collingwood had its Do Better to report, of course, which lasted about a year ago, and that had to work through some issues. Now, Hawthorn have got a similar matter. I'd be expecting calls for every club to get through something similar and to do an information search on their Indigenous players' sort of experiences with the football club. So this could be a big reckoning for the whole league. It's hard to know where it will go, but if the claims in today's story are proven, well, you just wonder whether the people responsible...
What would happen?
I'm not sure they'd be able to work in football again.
Ooh,
and
really?
So there were three... So
we're talking, Clarko... Chris Fagan, and two senior coaches.
And Justin Burt, who was the player and welfare development officer. Jason Burt, excuse me. Yes. They were the three people. It relates to a time period from about 2006 onwards. And, really, really troubling reading for every football fan.
No, it is. And so they'll do a full investigation, and obviously had dealings with the AFL Integrity Unit, and they are very, very thorough.
Yep.
But there's a difference between allegations being proven to be incorrect and allegations not being able to be proven.
Correct.
And that, so we could easily get to 8 weeks' time and the allegations can't be proven. What happens then?
That's going to be difficult. The people who are providing this information, this is not going to be an easy experience for them, Jim, I would say. So they are going to need some support in this regard, and the AFL is going to provide some counselling and resources around that, because... You know, I think this is going to be a really tricky next couple of months for everyone involved.
All right. We will obviously all have to watch that with interest. Let's take a break. Lots of grand final build-up and also trades to come with Jay-Z.
Trades.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
Jay-Z Clark has stuck around. Plenty of footy news leading into the grand final.
Well, I've got some trades here.
Trades happening everywhere.
Josh Dunkley going to Brisbane. Yes, done?
Yes, he will go. I'm not sure they're going to get the two first-round picks. Is he? I know he's an A-grader, but I think clubs are so reticent to be giving over two first-round picks. Which players, Bill, have been worth two first-round picks? Adam Treloar?
Jeremy Cameron.
Cameron's probably a good one. Dane Beams was for two first-round picks. You're not sure? Yeah, no. Dylan Shield, two first-round picks. So there's a real reluctance at club level to be
So there should be, by the way. Two, that's a big price.
Well, you've long maintained that the first ten picks should be absolutely
A-pluses.
So the Lions have got currently 15, 33, 44, 69.
Yes,
so.
And they could also get, let's not forget Jack Gunston in this. So I think after Hawthorn's loss... Yeah, to up there to the Lions. So McStay goes out, Bill, and they need that third banana to go up there to Brisbane. So they get Dunkley.
Get Ashcroft in there too? They need points there.
You can go into deficit. You can go into next year's stash.
Can you?
You got your big pot of points here.
What's
over
the use
here.
Of having them there?
It's a thing. So they've got more flexibility than you think. But Brisbane, we've all put a line through because they were poor, and we're not sure if they're. If they're going to kick on from here, well, this is a bold list management strategy. Josh Dunkley, he can play midfield forward. Also, Jackie Gunston, potentially from Hawthorn. That's undecided at this stage, but it could be a big 1-2 hit with Will Ashcroft. You know Jim.
Yes.
Who is
Sandy Dragon.
Nick
star.
Dacos style.
Yep. All right, keep rolling. Yes. What else we
met? So at Richmond, there could be, we've been talking a lot about Jacob Hopper and Tim Taranto.
Yes. Yep.
They need to come up with the best part of a first-round pick and a second-round pick for each of those. Now, someone like Jack Graham, who's a hard-nut midfielder, he's been touted as a future captain in the making, really, or a captain in waking. He could be one who may be forced out because of it.
He will be forced out because they're coming in. You know what? If they can find a forward.
Richmond?
Yes, for the Giants. They've got no forwards.
Yeah. Jesse Hogan.
One. And Toby Green.
They need key forwards.
Give me some else. There's no...
You're all over.
Give me some else.
Some else. Give me some else.
Riccardi.
Daniel.
Jake
Can't
Riccardi.
Even finish.
Jake, Peter Riccardi. So you're right.
Daniel
Riccardi. And that is why, for those following the draft...
I'm telling you. Yep. Forward are there. If they can
give
find
me some else.
If they can find a forward to get up there, yes, it can be done.
Ivan Soldo has had a bit of talk about him. They do want some ruck support, potentially, Ivan. But at this stage, nothing done yet.
All right.
Luke Jackson is very interesting. So we know that Melbourne is asking for, initially, two top 10 picks to get this done, deal done for Luke Jackson. What I can tell you is that Fremantle is looking to involve a third club to try and involve one of those teams which has a higher pick to be able to satisfy Melbourne at least with one top 10 selection and maybe a later pick. So they'd be talking to clubs like Adelaide, Hawthorn, Gold Coast, Port Adelaide, St Kilda and Carlton to try and get that up that order, because if they can give them one top 10 pick and one perhaps, a bit later, a future first, which might come 15, 16, 17, 18, if they can contend again, that could be the deal. So expect the third club to join in the mix for that Luke Jackson trade.
What's happened to Rory Lobb when Freo said, "Nah, you're not going, we're not going to trade you"?
Well, as I understand it, Rory Lobb was under the impression, Fremantle said that, you go back 12 months ago, Bill, he wanted out last year.
He did.
Right? So Fremantle, as I understand, said to him, if you put your head down, your bum up, and you work well and you play well in 2022,
which he has,
then we'll be able to facilitate that trade. So that's how he operated this season. It gets to that point now, he turns around and the Dockers are saying, oh, no, sorry, you're still contracted for another year. That's why he's thrown the toys out of the cot, as I understand it, because he said, well, I feel like I've lived up to my end of the bargain. But Fremantle, if they lose Griffin Logue to North Melbourne potentially and Rory Lobb, what are they left in the key forward stakes? This is a team.
And Darcy Tucker.
This is a team who wants to genuinely contend for a premiership. Yep. And yes, they get in Luke Jackson, but he's not the finished key forward product yet.
Tabiner, they got Dick Tracy. Probably not enough.
Dick Tracy.
And Lloyd Meek has got eight or nine clubs interested in him. So I can see why Fremantle are trying to really help, make a strong stand here. But they may have to go looking for another key forward from another club as well. You mentioned GWS is interested. Maybe Fremantle will have to do that if Griffin Logue and Rory Lobb are both on their way out. Tom Mitchell, so we talked about Hawthorn before. That move to Collingwood is borderline at this stage. So whilst you look at Collingwood's clearance and contested possession numbers and you think, geez, they could do with another hard head, you have to think that Collingwood has so many other balls in the air at the moment with Bobby Hill, Billy Frampton, they got Dan McStay from Brisbane, of course, maybe Braden Fiorini from Gold Coast. Goes without saying, they don't have an unlimited supply of money in the salary cap, so whether they can fit Tom Mitchell in as well, I'm not sure. He wants to play at Collingwood in 2023.
He wants to play at Collingwood.
He wants to play at Collingwood. That's the club he wants to go to, Tom Mitchell. There's no doubt about that, but he's contracted for one more season, and it is by no means a done deal. There's a lot of water to flow under this bridge yet.
All right. Anything else, just quickly, because we've got to go to a break.
Geelong, very interested in Ollie Henry.
Yes, of
good
course
young player, and also Tanner Brune. So they're not going to get the big fish midfielder, we don't think, with a couple of fringe youngsters to bolster part of their league.
So you'll enjoy the day off tomorrow, Jay-Z?
Our magnificent breakfast show is continuing tomorrow, Jim. Mate, we give. The listeners demanded more
you
tomorrow
are
morning.
You a hard-working man.
Who wins Saturday?
I think Geelong.
Good on you.
They've had a great year.
And so have you.
Thank you. You've been listening to our morning show?
No, not at all.
Not really?
No.
7 to 10 tomorrow morning, Dead Set Legends. Then you are live from the MCG ahead of the rub from 10 to midday. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What sort of garbage is this?
That's Radio Craft. Bill. A1.
Ahead of the massive grand final this weekend, we're joined by young Sydney Swans star Errol Golden.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria, tiv.vic.edu.au.
Oh. He hasn't kicked one tonight, Golden. He'll have to hit it from 50 metres. He gives it a good ride, starts right, it's working back, it's home!
Errol, in an interview, have you ever heard that song played?
No, it's the first time, so I think that's a little different.
Hey, congratulations. Yes. You're in a grand final, richly deserved, by the way. The Swans have been superb, but your own form, especially on the weekend, was brilliant.
No, thank you, yeah, appreciate that.
All right, how are you feeling, young man? You're about to plan the big dance.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's obviously, it was an awesome win on the weekend. And, you know, a lot of us are pinching ourselves, but, we've got a big game of footy that we have to prepare for. So, Horse was pretty big after the game on, you know, congratulating us and getting in. But he mentioned there's still one more game to go. So we're pretty quick to kind of flick the switch and look forward to the Cats.
Oh, lovely, Errol. Billy here, mate. Do you know this is the first time that these two teams have played in a grand final?
I didn't know that. It's a pretty crazy stat considering how good both clubs have been over the last 20 years or so. Yeah.
Well, I also didn't know Errol had a D on the end of his name. Just called him Errol.
Just on that, Errol, where has that come from, Errol?
My old man's Turkish.
So, oh, Ebo?
You're pretty close with him.
I am because he used to barrack for the Cats.
Yeah, he did. He won't be this week, which is good. So he'll be donning the red and white, luckily. Otherwise, he probably would be kicked out of the house this week, I reckon.
So this is a good story, Jim, because I've done a bit of history here. The Golden family. So Ebo.
Golden.
Yeah, Ebo, of course, from Turkey.
Yes.
And Mum, who's a superstar, great coach, Bron, is from Bendigo. All worked, Errol?
So Mum was overseas holidaying in Turkey, met Dad and actually got engaged after 2 weeks, brought him back to Bendigo and, the rest is history.
How good is that? And Bronny, of course, your superstar mother, did she make a senior debut playing for one of the suburb teams up there in Sydney last year at 55?
Yeah, that's correct. She did. So UNSW, Eastern Suburbs, that's the local club that we all played for, including Mum. So, it's pretty interesting.
Oh,
kicked
mate.
A goal as well.
Kicked a goal. How good is that? And she coached you a lot in your junior career?
Yeah, a fair bit. My sister is a year older than me. She generally coached her, but I was playing up in age group most weekends after my game. So, I was lucky enough that my mum got to coach me a little bit as well, which is good.
And product of the Swans Academy, which has been bloody good for Sydney, by the way. Is it true that John Longmire said to you, when do I get to coach you? That's how far away he knew you were going to be a star for his team?
Oh, I think there's been a bit of hamper on that story.
I can just roll with it. Yeah.
No, I played junior footy with Tom Longmire, horse's oldest son. So, yeah, he watched me play footy from quite a young age. And for him to be my coach now, it's pretty crazy for sure, yeah.
Speaking of crazy, just take us through the last 5 minutes on Saturday, please. Yes. Because fair to say, the Swannies had stopped to a walk and the Pies were flying.
Yeah, it was a lot closer than what we wanted it to be, that's for sure. And I was on the bench the last couple of minutes, and you know, from that stoppage we had now forward 50 into a siren went the last kind of 50 seconds, it seemed to go for 10 minutes. It was pretty long, but held on in the end and got over the line, thankfully.
And on the bench was Big Horse. Yes. Did he get the bellow up? Did that huge big voice start screaming out?
The big forehead?
Yeah, he was very calm and composed. He was screaming, but we luckily in the end, yeah, he just held on. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been too good.
I don't know how you watch, because I'm sitting at home. Don't barrack for either side. No. But it's just so intense. It's just unbelievable, isn't it, Ezra?
Yeah, no, it was. It was, and you know, they kind of had that passage of play where Chris got it through the middle, and it wasn't looking too good. But we held on that last kind of D50 stoppage, and then we rushed it behind, and there was 2 seconds left on the clock that we can see on the bench. And once that ball went through for behind, we knew that we'd done it. So it was a great feeling.
Hey, just imagine, you either go from complete elation to complete devastation in the bounce of a ball. It is just ridiculous.
It's what footy does for you. Hugging, people crying.
I know. Yeah. The great Lance Franklin is playing again. And what a great result that is, Errol.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So happy with the news, obviously. Him re-signing, he's just such an amazing figure to have around the club, on and off the field. Obviously, he's produced some amazing moments, and you know, this year been a part of the game where he kicked 1,000 goals, and you know, to be playing in the final series with him, it's been unbelievable. But you know, we learned so much from him off the field as well. Like, he's as professional as it comes with, you know, stuff like recovery. He's the first one in the club every day still. You know, he's there before everyone else. So for him to be sticking around for another year, it's amazing.
All right, speaking of sticking around, you are too, Errol Goulden. More to discuss. So there's a few boys I want to run past.
Oh, yes.
A few weirdos.
Chatty Warner. Right,
a couple of weird ones in Sydney. We're going to speak to Errol Goulden about that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not your best, but it's also not your worst.
No.
And Sydney Swan, Errol Goulden, has stuck around ahead of the grand final this Saturday.
Now, we always do this, Errol, because we don't know the Swans as well as some other teams, given the interstate nature of them. So there's a few units we need to get our heads around, one of them being, we might as well start at the number one.
Yeah.
But Chad Warner doesn't look normal to us. Tell us what he's like.
He's definitely not normal, Chad. He's one of the most interesting units I've ever met. he's a great friend, but he does a lot of questionable things. But he's what you see on TV. That's pretty much his personality.
And of course, the lizard. Oh, that's Bill's lizard noise, by the way, for Nick Blakey.
Lizard.
Yeah.
Has he got a coat hanger at home?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think he has to get his shirt specially made to get the juice around the shoulders. But lucky enough to sit next to him in the locker room, and he's probably the funniest bloke at the club, the lizard. He's got some of the all-time one-liners.
And Isaac Heaney.
Oh, he's now, not, right.
Not
we
only
know him,
superstar, but he has got no idea who anyone is. No, he's a bit like the great Tony Lockett used to be. Yes. Doesn't know who he's playing against, doesn't know who used to play the game. In fact, has no understanding of the game of football history at all.
Yeah, he's, as you just mentioned, no idea. But I think that probably works in his advantage a little bit. He's kind of naive. But, obviously being from Newcastle, he probably didn't get as much exposure to the game as other people. But, you know, shout out to all the people in Newcastle, of course, all the Swan supporters. But,
well done.
Thank God he can play footy, you say that.
Tom Papley's one I love. His shoulder's going to come off one day. He goes that hard with it when he kicks a goal.
Yeah, and he's started sticking the tongue out a bit as well this year, which has been good. But no, we love playing Paps. He's our energizer bunny. So.
And I got one more for you. Tom Hickey, the big ruckman, the journeyman.
Where's he at, Big Hick?
Yeah, the activist.
That'll do.
Hick's awesome around the club. Yeah. I think he's really that, like, the father figure for all the boys, for all us young boys. He's so knowledgeable, and he actually gives us young boys so much confidence. He loves pumping us up before a game. So we love the Big Hick.
All right, and the McCartan boys, which one speaks slower?
Ooh. Oh, that's a tough one. Probably Tommy, I reckon.
Ooh.
But it's close though. But they're both two of the most courageous blokes I've ever met. So
that's saying good something. Story. Because Gap, old Floss is very slow.
He
talking.
Is slow, but Tom doesn't speak much. Gap speaks more than Tom, doesn't he?
Tommy does speak a fair bit. Right. Yeah, maybe just not in the media and stuff. But they're probably not the biggest talkers at the club, but. I suppose when they do talk, you do listen. Yeah. So
Ezra, tickets, you've spoken about your family. I'm guessing they're driving down the Hume because they won't want to get gouged by the airlines, $8 million a seat, but they'll be coming. Who else have you got to find room for?
Yeah, so we've mortgaged the house, which is good to get tickets down, plane tickets down, but got some of my schoolmates driving down as well. They'll drive down on Thursday and Friday and got some family in Bendigo that will come down for the game as well. So kind of switched off the phone when I can and not replying to messages of people asking for tickets coming out of the woodwork, which is good. But now looking forward to having my family and some of my close mates down there for sure.
Girlfriend, Errol?
No girlfriend. Ooh, no girlfriend.
Wow, wee. Ooh.
Well, don't speak too long to Bill, actually, Ez, because he played in 4 grand finals and Geelong lost every single one of them. So
Ebo would know that.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah, he does mention that the Catters weren't too good until kind of in the mid 2000s when they started winning flags. So
okay, righto.
which they weren't.
Yeah.
No. Are you prepared in your mind for what that first couple of minutes is going to be like? You had 100,000 people. It's a grand final. Everyone who's played in them talks about the noise being extraordinary. What have you got in anticipation of that?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a new experience for me and a lot of the boys. But we do have a lot of players that have played in these big grand finals. Obviously, Horse has played in several with North Melbourne, Lance. When he was at Hawthorn and at the Swans, and I think we'll probably draw on a little bit of experience from those older boys during the week and leading up to it. But I think the big thing is the build up for the game. But realistically, at the end of the day, once the ball is bounced, it's a game of footy. So we won't be trying to change too much, I don't think.
Don Pike, of course, 2-time premiership player for the West Coast Eagles, ridiculously straight backed assistant coach at your joint. Ez, have you seen how straight his back is?
Oh, I haven't, actually.
And you take the piss out of him quietly when he doesn't hear. You just must look at him and go, who can have a bat that straight?
Yeah, no, we do. We do like taking the piss out of Don. It's good fun. But usually it's about his golf game. He's not the longest off the tee, which is always good to bring up.
Is Sam Reed going to play? Just got to ask.
I've got no idea. I wouldn't tell you.
well done, mate. All the best. Yes, may the best team win.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Well done on a great season, too. Yeah.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, our last show for grand final week.
Oh, no. And if the Cats greet the judges.
Yes, Jim.
We are down at the Creamy.
Yes, we are. On Monday, 4 to 6, Cremorne Hotel. Oh, my God. Wowee. I don't know if I'll make it, to be honest.
No, I don't reckon I will either.
No, yes, you will be. You'll be there. You'll be there, and so will 5,000 Geelong fans.
Well, that's only if Geelong win, of course. Swans greet the judges.
Are we going to Sydney? To the
show
cross?
Normal? No, we're not going to be in Sydney.
The Sheath?
Yeah, well, Bill.
Yes.
Oh, no point asking you.
No, I think Geelong by a goal each quarter, 4 goals, and Danger or Tom Stewart for the Norm
Tom
Smith.
Stewart? Right. You, Bartholomew? Yes.
Well, I think Geelong have just been the best team all year, and I reckon Jezza Cameron for the Normies.
Jezza! What do you think?
I haven't actually thought about the Norm, but I think the Cats will win. I think they've been the best side for 18 weeks of this season.
Yep.
And for me, the danger.
Danger!
I see all roads leading to the danger.
Right.
So for me, there is your Norm Smith medalist.
I hope you're right. Another star performance like last week.
Yes, exactly right. Yep. All right, so Fat.
Yes.
But good luck to both teams. Mm-hmm. Of course, John Longmire, Don Pike, great mates of mine. So if they win, I will have no issue with them being crowned the team of the year. Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
The joke. And is it fruity because it's Wednesday?
Well, Jim, there's some fruit attached. I see an apple and a pineapple and an apricot.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
I spoke to legal out there before, Jim.
Said your joke was rubbish.
And she said, just be careful, Bill, what you portraying across on yeah. the air.
So the other thing is we could have done tomorrow and Friday, but the same team said that you are now broadcasting so badly that we're actually going to cut you off Wednesday and then you can come
have
back
a spell,
Monday.
Yeah. Just readjust.
That's it. Get your eye back
so
in.
So how do you reckon if the Cats win, I'll be Monday?
No. Well, I've been there before.
Now, so, Jim.
Here we go.
I went to bed with a blind girl. Well, I'm not saying she's blind, actually, Jim. I'm saying that she can't see that well, okay? She can't see that well, Jim, just in case. Anyway, she said that I had the biggest doodle she's ever seen. I said, Dale, you're pulling my leg.
I'm looking through the glass.
Oh, look at Hose. Hose loves it.
That's a disgrace. No. Well, the only way she was in bed with you is if she had issues seeing.
She couldn't see.
That's the only bit about that joke that's remotely accurate.
Oh, righto now. Yes! That is back!
Come on! Picked up his scarf! Come on! What's that got to do with it?
Where did he pull that from?
Where the hell was your scarf, you clown?
Sam playing ball.
Something's probably wrong with him.
He's got a cramp.
Oh, no.
We are the ones.
Can't do this anymore.
Have a spell, Jim.
I can do this no more.
Have a spell.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.